I went to a performing arts high school, as we spoke off camera, and I remember my first Halloween at 7th grade. I was like, oh, I need to up my game. So my mom took me to a tailor, and I sketched this little idea, and I was like, what if I was like the 11th doctor, but if he like regenerated into a woman? And I didn't know what cosplay was at the time.
Nice.
So I had this tailor build this cosplay for me.
Oh,
It was like a
wow.
little, it was like a little princess dress.
Yeah.
And it was in his colors. It was very funny. And
Oh.
I went, oh my God. I went to my Halloween, right? And immediately when I got there, I tripped and fell and face planted. My 7th grade, first year, very, because it was 7th through 12th, so embarrassing. But then I met a friend of mine named Gwen, and she was like, you know what this is? And I was like, what? She's like, this is cosplay. And I was like, what's cosplay? Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the DeLulu Canoe Podcast.
Woohoo!
We are riding down the River Rapids today, and we're kind of tired. It's early for me. I'm kind of sleepy. So to help me stay awake today, I brought in the producing. No sleeping. We've got Cosmo from the
Oh, hey, how's it
No
going?
napping allowed.
I'm sorry. How you doing there?
I'm so good. I don't think we've ever done a DeLulu this early in a long time.
Did we ever?
That is a good question. But we chose our destiny today.
Yeah, I
We
mean,
chose
it's
this.
my day off. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, actually, you chose this. So, how do you feel? Do you feel like you made the right
I
choice?
chose this. Oh
You did. You
my
sent me
gosh.
your schedule, and you're like Wednesday morning, and I was like,
Yeah,
bet.
because I thought I was going to be on another podcast, which is all the way in freaking Anaheim, and I don't think I'm going to do that tonight.
Oh, hell no, to
Yeah.
Anaheim on a
They
weekday?
go live every Wednesday, and I'm like, I run into this guy all the time. His name is Pablo. I run into him every con. He's like, dude, I gotta add you in the podcast. I'm like, yeah, I know. So
Cool.
far away. Maybe next time I go to Disneyland, I'll just hit two birds with one stone. But nope.
Hey, take the canoe. Just
Take
ride the canoe. That way you won't have to take
the
traffic.
canoe. Yeah.
Well, also joining us today on this bright and early morning, even though it's like literally 11, why am I acting like this is 6 a.m.?
It's morning when I wake up. That's
You
all.
know,
It could
it's
be
a
any time
thing.
of the day.
But we've got one of my good friends who is an icon in the cosplay community, Becca Chapman. Welcome.
Hi.
I'm so excited for you to be
I
here.
know, I texted you in a frantic.
I know, this
I was
is
like, I
amazing.
want to be on
You sent me the best like downward selfie being
Oh,
like,
yeah.
listen, it's me.
Are you a fan of point fives?
Oh yeah, the photos where it's this wildly
Oh yeah, like really close. I love those. They're my favorite.
I haven't gotten confident enough to like send them to people though. Like I just like to laugh at them myself.
Oh no, I send them to everyone. Even my mom.
Even your
Yeah,
mom?
she'll be like, you'll be
What?
like, look how photogenic I am. She's like, sure.
Sure. Sure.
Sure.
Well, thank you so much for being here
Yes.
and being so willing to join us in our canoe.
I know, this
I'm so
totally looks
happy.
like a canoe.
You know, I thought about getting a cutout,
You
but
better not like make me like do it when you're at Disneyland with like the rowing. I'd break a sweat.
So that to me is really terrifying looking because in Orlando where I used to work, that's not a thing. Like you don't get in the canoe and
Well,
do
isn't
the
the
thing.
lake gone now?
In Orlando or
Yeah, in
last
Orlando.
I checked it was there, but maybe it's gone
Because I
now.
think they're bringing Radiator Springs over, and I think they filled it.
So there's like no more Fantasmic?
I don't know.
Gasp.
I could be
That's
wrong.
tea.
Don't take me don't take my word for it,
I'll have to
but
Google it. So
yeah.
you're obviously really big into Disney then.
No.
Oh, never mind. You are not big into Disney.
I mean, I like going to the theme park. I used to be really into it. And then I like got into more adult media
For sure.
and it just wasn't my brand anymore. You know? And you just fade out.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense because they've stuck to the same niches, I feel like, where
Yeah.
it's princess, need saving, get saved.
And like I need fresh. I need fresh
Yeah.
ideas.
And they've tried to bring in people.
Yeah.
I can't remember the person's name, and maybe you will, that did
Owl House?
Owl House, yes. Danielle?
Dana Terrace.
Dana, thank you. Yeah. Like they really did try to bring in other people and then they stifle their creativity.
Yeah,
So,
like they were like, oh, two girls kissing? Cancel it.
Yup. But Dana actually just worked on a new project.
I've seen it.
The Knights of Guinevere.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's really cute. I'm excited to see where it goes.
I want
to
do costumes of like the armor at the end of the credits.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. It's such an interesting, like, because I'm usually late to the trend on new media. Mm-hmm. So my little brother was like, you need to watch this. And I was like, okay, I will. Sure. Just so we can like connect and have something to talk about. It's deep.
It's scary.
The pilot is deep.
It's scary, scary.
Yeah. Cosmo, have you seen it, The Knights of Guinevere?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
It's on YouTube.
Like it.
It's on YouTube, huh?
It's by the people that did The Digital Circus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Have you seen Digital Circus?
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Hey, I just watched K-pop Demon Hunter, all right, for the first time.
Oh, me too. Yeah. I just watched
yes.
it.
Yes, you made it. Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
I've watched it six times already.
What? You've seen it more than me.
It has one of those effects on me that gives me the, I call them the gravity tears, where they just like, it just pushes out.
Aww.
Now that build up and then like, and I was like an anime, just crying, gushing of water. I was
damn,
so emotional. I can relate to so many of those characters. And I love it. Plus, I have a squad on Fortnite and they're like, oh my God, Fortnite. They're like, it's coming to Fortnite. I'm like, oh, crap. And it's here already. And I'm like, I don't know anything about it. And they got on my case about it. And I'm not watching it. So I'm like, all right, fine. I'll do my homework and then I'll come back.
That's a good squad on Fortnite if they're forcing you to watch new media.
Yeah.
I love that for you. Even though you watch so much media.
Yeah.
You're in it way more than I am.
Overwhelming amounts of media.
We just like, we help each other, you know?
Yeah.
But I actually started a show that I don't know if you saw and then pitched yourself to be on the show. I have this weird woo-woo feeling that like all things happen for a reason. And I started watching Steven Universe just out of nowhere because I was like, oh, people have said in the past that this is a good show. It's very interesting.
It's all I post.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, ooh, hi, Becca.
So I watched it and I started like rolling, like falling down the rabbit hole of it a little bit and just kind of like letting the show do what it does. And like season one's a bit of like a... It takes a bit to get into it. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah,
like,
it's a slow start. It's a slow start. But once Lapis Lazuli comes in, bam, you're in the lore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like as soon as I was like halfway through season one, you had reached out to be on the show. And then I was giving you like, I love to give our guests like different guests. Why'd I say it like that? I love to give you all like different subtopics and like inspire you just so that like, you know, it gets in your brain a little bit. And the purpose of the show is to give people a chance to talk about something that they normally wouldn't get to talk about with people.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of our guests have been on like 85 podcasts and they get asked like, how is cosplay? Do you like it?
Yeah.
You build good.
Thanks.
How did you get started build good?
Doctor Who.
Oh.
Yeah. I actually have a really funny story about that, though.
Ooh, okay.
Now, is it a timey-wimey-wibbly-wobbly one?
Kinda, actually.
Oh, okay. I'm a doctor.
My ADHD is going to run rampant in this
podcast.
This is great.
No, please go for it. I'll bring us back. I'm really good at that.
Okay, so basically, I went to a performing arts high school, as we spoke off camera, and I remember my first Halloween at seventh grade, I was like, oh, I need to up my game. So my mom took me to a tailor. And I had, like, I sketched this little idea. And I was like, what if I was, like, the 11th Doctor, but if he, like, regenerated into a woman?
Oh!
And I didn't know what cosplay was at the time.
Nice.
So I had this tailor build this cosplay for me.
Oh, wow.
It was like a little princess dress.
Yeah.
And it was in his colors. It was very funny. And I went, oh, my God. I went to my Halloween, right?
Mm-hmm.
And immediately when I got there, I tripped and fell and face planted.
No!
My seventh grade, first year. Because it was 7 through 12, so embarrassing. But then I met a friend of mine named Gwen, and she was like, you know what this is? And I was like, what? She's like, this is cosplay. And I was like, what's cosplay? And this is circa, I'm kind of young, so like 2013, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she takes me to my first convention, which was Long Beach Comic Con.
Wow.
And I remember, do you remember the Hillywood show? They're still pretty popular. They did the Time Warp Doctor Who music video.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So they went and appeared. And I love them.
Whoa.
I love them so much. They also did like a Let It Go parody of Lord of the Rings.
Mm. Oh.
So it's like the ring is like, let it go.
Yeah.
Very fun. And I went to their panel Oh my God. I asked, where do you guys get your costumes from? And they went, we make them. Oh. And that blew my mind. And then now here I am.
And you're like, now I do it every day.
So I owe the Hillywood Show and Doctor Who everything.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is such a good story.
And then to bring it back to Steven Universe, Peridot was the first cosplay that I was ever proud of that I made all by myself.
Oh, wow.
Like 2016.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So the version that I saw probably has been, like, upgraded, modified.
That's the one that, the like, her first outfit is the one that I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And, like, I built, like, a wig before, like, wig tutorials were really accessible. Mm-hmm. So I was like, how do I do this? And, you know, I look pretty good for, like, a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
And I still have the costume.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I like, try to keep as much as I can.
It's tough.
Even though I'm like, when I was in high school, I was like tiny because I was a dancer. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. Wait, what style of dance?
All of it.
Really?
Tap, point, all of it. My feet are messed up forever.
Oh, no. Yeah. Point is not kind to the feet.
No.
Or to the soul.
Or to my mental
health. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like, ooh, it's a lot. But that really explains why you're so dedicated to your craft. Because like dance really teaches you as a kid to like, I hate to say it, but, like, give everything up and pour it all into dance.
Yeah.
And school.
And, but. Like, I did musical theater. Mm-hmm. So I did that. And I was, like, prepared to pursue it and everything. And then I ended up getting vocal nodules. I know you know what this is.
Oh, yeah.
And so I ended in 11th grade. And I was starting to apply for colleges. And I was like, oh, no, I won't be able to do this as a full-time gig.
No.
And I ended up going into surgery and all that. And I had to give it up.
Wow.
So I was like, what else am I good at? And I was like, sewing.
Yeah.
I'll do that. And now I'm here and I do like film, theater, whatever.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm in a musical.
Yay. We love that.
I was like to my therapist, Elizabeth, I was like, I want to do something for me. Mm-hmm. Something that is a hobby besides cosplay.
Yeah.
Because cosplay is great, but you know, like we kind of do it as like a job. Well, you absolutely do it for a job, but you know. but I wanted to do something that I really enjoyed, but also was not like a really high stakes. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing like a community theater production of Cabaret.
Still, that's amazing. Yeah. I mean, it's so important, especially out here, because like LA and most places now, because the economy's not doing great, but like you have to find a way to like make your money, do your things so you can survive, but also find things that just fill you with joy.
Exactly.
And where do you find that time in the day between sleeping, hydrating, going to your job, paying your bills? It's like almost impossible. So the fact that you went and you auditioned and you're in it and you're doing it is incredible, especially for your mental health.
And I love sewing. Don't get me wrong. It's one of my favorite things on the planet. And I love doing commissions. That's how I do a lot of my income is through commissions. But, you know, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Like, dang. My frivolous spending money usually comes from commissions.
Oh,
and then
wow.
I have, like, the regular job, so.
I mean, I got tons of people that are always looking for someone to build stuff. So I'll take your card at the end of this. And
it's like I have one.
Get you some get you some clients.
Yay.
Although I will try to keep some away from you because some are very good at being last minute.
Yeah, I literally – we're shooting this during Halloween time.
Yeah.
And I had a mom contact me and she was like, my son needs this by Halloween. And I was like, okay, you'd have to pay a rush because usually when I take a Halloween order, it's in June.
Whoa.
Because okay. I like to give myself a good amount of time because, you know, I'm building the patterns from scratch. I'm building everything. And she sends me, like, a Dead by Daylight, like, kind of, like, full-on, like, leather trench coat, buckles, everything. And she was like, how much? She's like, my budget's $500.
Ooh.
You're like,
thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Yeah, thanks for calling. If you want, like, a full leather trench coat, I suggested them. I was like, hey, I charge myself pretty high because I have the theater and film credits. But I was like, you should thrift this.
Yeah.
You should thrift this. Like you can do so many things with thrifting.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, it's not like a K-pop Demon Hunters costume, like the golden outfits.
Yeah.
It's not like they have to be specifically built. This was something you could definitely piece together.
Well, and even now, there's a company, which, like, they've sponsored me a couple outfits just for the fun of it, like Miko costumes or something. Yeah. They have a K-pop Demon Hunter full Rumi set from the last outfit she wears. Okay. $35. I mean, it's not going to be the most amazing thing, but, like,
it's a start.
You can't beat $35. Yeah. Yeah. I was shook. I was like, why am I? Okay. And I commissioned, like, one of my friends to, like, make me just the top for $45. And I was like, oh, damn.
I want Romy's yellow jacket.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
I want that jacket, but, like, in a men's.
You could probably find it on Amazon. Just get a yellow jacket and put patches on it.
Yeah. I don't want to search anything K-pop on my phone because I just don't want to get flamed.
It'll find you.
Just get, like, bombarded with everything.
It's already found
BTS,
you.
BTS.
We've said
no, K-pop no.
so many times around you no. now. It's happening.
No, seriously. I posted it on Facebook, and what do I get? I get memes from, like, everything. Like, all these, like, shorts from... They performed on... On what's his name show?
Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy...
One of the Jimmys?
One of the Jimmys,
Jimmy
yeah.
Jimmy Fallon?
Fallon.
I think Fallon, yeah.
And then he presented their platinum award. They actually went platinum with that song, like Golden. So it's like
truly awesome. Deserved.
Right? Have you
tried to sing that song?
Oh no, man, that's too.
I got notes thinking about it.
Taylor Swift just beat them out.
Oh no, really?
Yeah,
of course she did.
Okay, how do you feel about Swiftie?
I don't like her.
I'm gonna
get attacked.
No, you're in a safe space here because like a lot of this community is like not very. They're not as like woke. Which is kind of nice because, like, then they just get to, like, see this and be like, oh, this is interesting. But, yeah, I've never been, like, a Swiftie or, like, a hater. But, like, this new album kind of confuses me.
I'm just kind of, so I'm like, there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not – I don't listen to her. There are a few songs that I'm like, oh, this is catchy. But I'm not, like, a diehard fan or a diehard hater. Like,
yeah,
she's just exists.
Exactly. And that's cool. Go exist.
Yeah.
Get it, girl.
I love all music, but if you can get me, like, moving my shoulders, I'm like, all right, not bad. Am I going to follow you and be obsessed with you? No. Yeah. But, like, Sabrina Carpenter, she has some good songs.
Oh, like, Carpenter, yes.
I mean, like, they rock. They slap. I would go, if I heard that at a club, I would go dance.
The club. That actually is super interesting because jumping back to Steven Universe.
Oh my God.
I thought
the ADHD.
No, I'm helping you. It's all good.
Yeah, we're getting back.
Thought the intro was kind of like, oh, this like intro song's like a little weird, but now I can't get it out of my head.
Oh yeah. It's catchy.
Yeah.
I actually just saw Rebecca Sugar, who created the show.
Oh.
She has albums,
uh-huh,
like their own, like not attached to anything.
Oh, cool.
And they just came out with a new album, mm-hmm, and they had an event at Gallery Nucleus in Pasadena, which is like a animation indie like museum.
Oh, cool!
And they had a concert, and she performed at the concert.
Fun! Cool. Oh my gosh, did you go?
I couldn't go to the concert because there was it sold out.
Oh,
but they had a signing after.
Cool.
And Rebecca Sugar, they're elusive. They do not come out to play.
Really?
No. They are very secluded, very, like, quiet. And so I waited 4 hours to meet them.
Wow.
And it was worth it.
Wow.
I literally got over. You will meet Spinel when you watch the movie. But she is, don't make me go on a rant about mental health because I will. She is, like, the perfect definition of someone with a borderline personality disorder.
Oh.
And that's what I have.
Oh.
So I was like, oh my God, representation, there it is. And I literally went over to Rebecca Sugar and I sat down my poster for it to get signed. And I was like, and then I started bawling. I was like, I love you.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
And she like saw my tattoos and all that. It was great. But I definitely made a fool of myself in front of Rebecca Sugar.
I'm sure she loved it.
Oh yeah. She was like, are you okay? I'm like,
you're like, yeah, you're just here, and you're signing this thing for me. Ugh, it's fine. That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so hard to meet the people that are, like,
behind the scenes.
Yes, yes, especially with animation. Mm-hmm. Like sure, voice actors, it's a little different because they're always putting them in booths, and they're always, you know, doing, like, a lot of them now are from musical theater. So it's like they're used to being in front of people. But when you find the time and the chance to meet somebody who is, like, never out, like, that's hard to
do. It's, like, one of...
And her signing was only $10. Oh, and it was all being donated to the Trevor Project, I believe.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm gonna spaz out.
I love stories like this. Yeah. Ugh.
Rebecca Sugar, A+. And her album, the new one, focuses on like writer's block and pursuing your dreams in animation. Mm. And it's great. And there's a song called Hill to Die On. And it's about how she wanted Ruby and Sapphire to be queer.
Oh.
Because she had to fight for them to be queer on the show.
Mm. Oh.
Because Ruby, they're all women.
Yeah.
So she had to fight for that.
That's shocking to me.
Because like, Cartoon Network was afraid. Well, this show came out in like the 2010s.
Oh. I thought this is like newer.
It's old.
Really?
The movie came out in 2019, but the show started in 2010.
Interesting. I did not know that. I should have done my research on it. But
so when Peridot was introduced, that's when I first started cosplaying. So, you know, it all accumulated.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited because Steven Universe is actually coming back.
Oh, so it's gone right now. Like they've kind of told the stories.
It's done.
Has an ending.
So there's the main show, then the movie, then Steven Universe Future.
I've seen that poster as well. Yeah.
And then they're coming out with a spinoff with one of the characters, Lars.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
And it's called Lars of the Stars. And you will see why it's called that later.
Is it good?
It's great.
Okay.
It's going to be, it hasn't come out yet.
Okay. Gotcha.
But they just announced it. And I was like, Rebecca Sugar knew I was depressed.
Oh no.
She could sense
she did it for me. Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the interesting thing about the show, like I was explaining to like one of my friends who just happened to watch an episode with me, is that they don't like give you, like usually a story starts with like a once upon a time or like there was a princess in a tower. Like they kind of give you like a little bit of lore, but unless I missed something, they completely just like dropped you in.
Yeah, that's exactly
what it is.
With
like the episode with like the hand and like him with the thing. And I was like,
basically it all goes backwards.
Oh.
The lore will be revealed backwards.
Cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. And like every question I have in my head, like we'll see a character and I'll be like, where did that character even come from?
What questions do you have?
Like, I didn't understand Onion for a while, and then all of a sudden we met.
You're not supposed to understand Onion.
Oh, well, I mean, they gave us a little bit of, like, he has a mom and a brother and a dad.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, I was like, what is happening with this character? And then all of a sudden I finally hit the episode where it's like, you meet Onion's mom.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
You're like, oh.
But he's just some weird kid.
Yeah.
He's just weird, dude.
And then you learn, like, how they all know each other from living in that city for so long.
Yeah. It's one of those, like, small beach towns where everybody knows each other. And season one has a lot of, like, NPC, you know, like, not NPC, but, like, regular character arcs, you know? Nothing to really do with the Crystal Gems just yet.
Right, right.
Until it gets crazy.
Yeah, it's starting to get there. Like, I'm starting to get, like, locked in. Like, oh. But I will say, if you do decide to watch it and, like, the first 10 episodes, you're kind of like, stick through it. Steven is a little annoying at first.
He gets better.
Like, oh, my gosh. He's just – I don't know how to explain it. He's just – he's a kid, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's saying, like, the same lines over and over again. And I've heard that he was actually voiced by a child. Is that correct?
Yes, he was voiced by Zach Callison, who grew up with the show.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It's – makes my heart –
maybe that's why I'm a little like, ugh, by it, because it's authentic. And we haven't had like an authentic kid voice actor on like a prominent show in a long time.
Well, yeah. And you will see later as the show goes, like he gets a lot of trauma and that matures him a lot.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Spoiler, it's traumatizing.
No. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
He goes through a lot.
Okay.
This poor kid.
I got to pace myself then because I sort of had the show on as like a background show.
Yeah.
And then I started like, especially with season one, it's kind of like.
Once season two, three hits, you really got to start paying attention.
Yeah. Which I'm there. I'm sat now. I had the same issue with Arcane with the first like two episodes.
You haven't seen Arcane?
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Highly recommend.
I know.
Highly recommend.
Chompy, please put a face right here.
I know. Chompy's like, what the hell?
I know. Chompy's like, gonna like come through the ceiling.
She's gonna manifest it.
Yeah.
Here.
I mean, her girlfriend Claire, I'm obsessed with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she like is Vi.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I'm like, you're making me wanna watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You should.
It's really cute.
Yes.
I mean, it's
It's not like a short watch because the episodes are long, but it makes you really think. Like the first watch through, I had some issues with the second season. But after watching it all the way through again, because I was like that obsessed and that into the lore, like I started watching like every YouTube video about it of people's like breakdowns on all the characters and the arcs and everything. And by the second watch through, I can respect the decision they went in. So
yeah, I have been turned off from it because of how the Vi and Caitlin are represented as like a queer relationship. So I think queer people should not be the villains for once or the comedic relief. Crazy. And I was told that they're very much villains, but I could be wrong, you know?
Wait. I disagree.
Well, who and who?
Caitlin and Vi.
Oh, not even.
That's probably the people that say Caitlin's a Nazi.
They, okay.
Yeah. Because there's a trope that says that, and I'm like,
For what I could, what I would say about those two characters is that they are both the same, but on different sides.
Yep.
There's the, like, you know, there's the cheap side and there's the rich side. So it's like,
yeah.
And they're both trying to fight for the, they fight for the same thing. They believe in the same thing.
Economic sides, yeah.
But they've got these rules and these obligations to the sides. But they're so not.
It's just very political.
The only one that's a villain. Yeah. The only one that's a villain is practically Vi's sister.
But oh, hijinks.
Yeah. But also she's not, though. Because, like, they all go through different, like, as you watch the show, your idea of who is the villain changes because you see them make political moves, which sounds really boring. But in this context, it's super fascinating.
The problem with because villains is it's from a point of view.
Yes, it's from 100%. A point of
view. And like we look at the Emperor in Star Wars as the villain, but he really or Thanos, perfect okay, example. Yeah. The Emperor. That's that's a long rant.
Do it.
That was good.
Thank you.
But Thanos seemed, you know, like he wants to wipe off half of the population of the universe because of the resources that we go through. Mm-hmm. And people argue, was like, why don't you just double the resources? Like, well, then you'll keep on creating the problem of more mouths to feed.
Right.
And then you'll go through that again. It's a cycle. But
Thanos' POV is this is a good thing.
Yeah. He'll go to planets and conquer them and gives, like, people, like, he'll do a 50-50 at random.
Yeah. And I feel like Arcane, like, I don't know how far you got, but it's like,
I haven't even watched it. I haven't even started.
Okay. Well, as you watch each episode, it's like you'll see something happen and you're like, why is that guy doing this?
And
what?
Then you'll see it. From
they're
the
villain. Yeah. And then the next episode, you see why they made that choice. Mm-hmm. And it makes you think because you're like, well, what would I do?
You're really selling me on this.
It's good. Yeah, it's really good. It's deep, though.
All I know is about like Robo Jesus.
Robo-Jesus.
You know, Victor, right?
Victor.
Yes, he does exist. That is very true, Robo-Jesus.
That's not until, like, what, second, third season? What, second?
That doesn't happen until the second season, like, his arc makes sense. I mean, if you're dropped in at that spot, you're going to be like, this sucks. But if you watch from the beginning.
Yeah, you see what all it culminated to.
Yeah, because, like, even
all the characters,
him,
every character goes to that villain. Like,
they have an episode, where you're like, damn, why did we get here? And then it makes sense.
Yeah.
And then maybe there's a character that doesn't make sense why they do that stuff. And weirdly, that says a lot about, like, you. Everybody hates Heimerdinger, and I love him.
That's actually so similar to my favorite video game, which is Detroit Become Human.
Is this game?
Oh, boy. It is about a world where, like, our world, but if androids were, like, household appliances.
Ooh.
So like full-on human androids. Yes, it's very scary. And you go with three different stories. So one android is Connor, the android sent by Cyberlife, and he is like a cop. He's a detective. The other one, Marcus, he is trying to rebel against, like, the human race, because they're like trash to them. Like, they're like so easily thrown away. Very much like racial tensions.
Oh, okay.
And then there's Kara, who's escaping a abusive household with her like kid that she looks after because she was meant to replace the mother figure.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
So it's three stories that you go through, and it's a choose your own.
Ooh, I love those video game,
and it's so good. It is my favorite video game, and it makes you think. I love that. And all your, you could play like Marcus as passive, aggressive, or neutral.
Hmm. Okay.
So it's all those decisions. Clancy Brown is in it.
I love Clancy Brown.
Okay. He's the detective that's with Connor.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So highly recommend.
What is it? PC, PlayStation?
It can be PC and PlayStation.
It's kind of what I figured. I got PlayStation vibes from it. Yeah.
And okay. It's really good. And it's a long one. So if you want like a game that you'll be on for a while, that's the game. And then I love watching Jacksepticeye's playthrough of it.
Ooh.
He makes all the decisions I want to make. Yes. So I like it.
I love that you watch playthroughs or Let's Plays. Oh, yes.
I'm watching one about Alice Madness Returns right now. Ooh, which is a game from like the 2000s. Mm-hmm. It's like a steampunk version of Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've heard of the game. I've just
with
never
trauma.
Oh gosh. Mm-hmm. Everything's got trauma.
I know.
It.
It's great. Because, you know, I just competed at LA Comic Con and Jacqueline's her critique for me was that I didn't have enough like variety in like a prop. Or
in mediums.
In mediums, yeah. She said everything else was great. My craftsmanship was great. It was just I needed more. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I get that because I did The Last Unicorn and there really isn't anything I could have done more.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to do a look from Alice Madness Returns. Ooh. And she has this giant hobby horse like weapon.
Ooh,
and I'm going to make it like smoke. Hold me to this.
Yes.
I'm going to do it. So this is my year. Next year.
It's
my year.
So for people that don't know, like we've talked about cosplay competitions like many times on the show, but LACC is very unique with their cosplay competitions because you can't just be the best armor builder and win. They really put a lot of emphasis and scoring on multi-mediums, which means you're not just sewing the dress, but you're cobbling the shoes.
Yeah.
You're building the wig. Yeah. You're building the prop. And it's one of the hardest shows to win.
It is.
Because they limit the entries and they also have like one of the biggest cash prizes.
Oh, I'm always one of the first entries.
Yeah.
Chrissy knows this. I enter first like every year because
I love that.
I love competing at LA Comic Con. I really do.
I
think all the judges are very qualified, which is something that, you know, you don't get very often. Sometimes they'll choose a celebrity judge, which like that's not bad, but you know, sometimes they don't really know what to look for.
Not at all. Yeah.
And like there was like NYC Comic Con, I believe it was last year, there was a lot of uproar from the public because this certain cosplayer with this big armor didn't win, but this little sewing project won.
Oh, I remember this. Mm-hmm. Was that the one at the bookshelf?
Yes.
Yes.
And people were like, oh, how come he didn't win? Mm-hmm. And literally, like, I think one of the judges had to come forward and be like, she won because her work was clean. Mm-hmm. And it was precise, and it was leather work. It was amazing. And the mimic, even though from afar it looked great, you know, there were some...
There was glue.
There was glue.
There was literal glue showing.
Yeah.
I think the misconception, especially online, like the outcry that happened on social media, was because the photos were taken at a nice angle that looked big and impressive on stage. But a lot of times, the most impressive big thing you see on stage, sometimes, in some cases, it can be the sloppiest or like messy looking, and it hides well on stage.
And this is why you need qualified judges to look at them, because sometimes the most flashy thing does not win.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's such a weird thing. Like, it's the fact that people even post their opinion on an event that they weren't attending to,
especially if they don't know anything to do with cosplay.
Yes, it gets so weird.
Like, what are you doing?
I'm like, why are you posting this? And like, do you sew? Do you know how to sew? Person that's complaining? Because like, I don't. Like, I happily, like, anytime someone's asked me, like, to be like, not quite the celebrity judge, but like, you know, just be somebody on a panel for judging cosplay competitions, I'm always like, no, I don't feel qualified. I don't feel like I have that multifaceted skill set. Like,
skit competition with craftsmanship element, you're there.
Get me in. Because I want to judge that.
You have like the performance experience that you're looking for. Like, I competed at Level Up, and with that one is a skit and craftsman. So it's 50% on skit, 50% on craftsmanship.
And the judges don't communicate, right?
It's
like two separate.
They do. No, they're all together.
Oh, they do. Mm-hmm. Oh.
So last year it was Stella Chu.
Yeah,
and
we love
Stella.
And a few
other people. And yeah, it was. They are all qualified. And I think it's really hard because I had
my craftsmanship was great, mm-hmm. right? But the skit itself, they said there wasn't enough going on. And I agree. I agree. It was just me, like, walking around on stage. And it was with Alistair, so I couldn't really do much.
Yeah.
Like, I fixed him up. I took the critique that I when I competed at LA Comic Con, and I took him somewhere else. Mm. And because you can do that. If you don't place, you can go compete in the same costume again.
Oh, okay.
It's called sandbagging when you
that means. Okay.
When you win a large award, uh-huh. and then you take that costume and you compete it with somewhere else.
Right, because you're not supposed to when you place. No. But is it if you place at all?
It's technically usually like first, best in show, possibly second, third. You have to at least disclose to the other competition. And if it's like an honorable mention,
then you're good.
Yeah, you're fine. But it really depends, like contest to contest. And a lot of contests now have like a on their rules, like sandbagging means blah, blah, blah. So, you know.
So there's no way for confusion to come up.
Yeah, but Level Up was really fun because I had done like one other skit.
Yeah.
But skits are hard.
Yeah.
I have an idea, though, like, for
what's
one.
Their criteria?
So,
and then tell us your idea.
They yeah, so basically, it really depends. Probably, like, entertainment-wise, story-wise.
Sure.
You know, ALA also has one of the biggest skit competitions in the cosplay world. And you have to go through a pre-screening before you can even be qualified to enter.
There's an audition process.
There is. Cute. It's a full, like, you have to fill out like 16 pages to even qualify to get in.
Yeah.
They just changed it.
Whoa. Okay.
So like the people that compete in that contest are like the best of the best.
Dedicated. Okay.
Dedicated.
And I'm in.
Like the prizes are great, you know.
Oh, fun.
You know, but it's not always about the prizes, but you know.
Yeah.
And I think they like, depending on the skit, either it's dramatic, comedic. I could never judge a skit contest because, like, I wouldn't even know where to start.
Hmm.
But, like, the people that won Best in Show at ALA last year, I went and saw it. They did Castlevania.
Oh.
But it was to Phantom of the Opera.
Nice.
Oh,
it was incredible.
Did they sing? Or did
they mouth? No, they mouthed it. So it's, like, mostly lip syncing.
Okay, cool.
And it was, like, the guy with the black hair. Mm-hmm. And then the girl with, like, the green, I don't know.
I don't know Castlevania, but I know it's, like, really deep.
Yeah, and it was, like, they had, like, a candelabra. They had multiple quick changes. Whoa. It was, like, a whole thing.
Wow. Okay.
So, like, I think, you know, it depends on, like, showman quality, you know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so it's a time. It's a doozy.
Mm-hmm.
And my skit idea is I want to do a digital circus skit.
Ooh, okay, yes.
And I want to... If any of the digital circus vocal people, you know, voice actors are watching, please, please. I need people to record voices. But I basically want Kane to be like, and now your next adventure is to put on a musical.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I want me and, like, Jax
to,
me as Pomni, to do, like, a medley of musical theater. And then I want Kinger to come out at one point and sing Memory from Cats.
Yes! Oh my gosh!
So I have like a whole vision.
Amazing. I wonder, do you remember when you used to be able to pay like celebrities to like send you a little video?
Oh, Cameo?
Yes, Cameo.
It still is around.
Still
I wonder if they like have a version of that where it could be longer and you could just like skirt them a little money and be like, hey, would you guys like mind doing?
I was literally going to go up to them at a con.
Oh my God, yes!
I almost went up at LA Comic Con, but I was too busy. But I was like, hey.
I know you're like really busy.
Yeah.
But
well, one of my friends lives with the Pomni voice actors.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, weird. That's so cool.
I was like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That show is so weird, but I kind of love it. Yeah.
It's getting deep now.
Yeah.
Like at first I was like, I don't know about this. Mm-hmm. And then like trauma. You see, the trauma, it all comes back.
Same. Yeah. So I started watching it. So now that I'm thinking back on the lore, Chrissy had told me to watch Steven Universe, but I thought she said Digital Circus. So I watched Digital Circus
first.
Those
are totally the same thing.
They're so similar. But I watched Digital Circus and I was like, Chrissy, what the hell
is this?
Like, it was so trippy. The colors, like, Cosmo, you actually, I think, would really like it because it's so trippy and weird.
It's kind of like those baby videos with, like, the food.
The dancing food.
Where you're like, oh. Like, it's, again, it's one that you kind of have to, like, get through the first couple episodes, mm-hmm. and then it gets really interesting. So I recommend it in your spare time when you're not in the canoe. But definitely think Steven Universe would be way more your speed because it's, like, planetary and you're all about that.
I've heard
and it's,
so like, much about it. I've heard so much about it that I feel like I've already seen it since it came out. Because, like, really? Everybody from, like, Chrissy to Jess to... The whole family. Yes. I've been talking about it. And then, like, going to WonderCon, everyone cosplaying back in those days. I'm just like, I know who these characters are. And they tell me the story. They tell me, like, the episode. I'm like, all right, cool. Sure.
Oh.
I have a short attention span for, like, certain cartoons.
That's okay. Yeah. But it's like, the episodes, because I even, too, kind of get a little bit of, like, fatigue from watching TV.
It depends on the anime. Like, I can't watch... Mm. I can't watch a lot of Pokemon. I can't watch a lot of anything that has that art to it, I guess. Oh,
that's
I guess
fair.
What it is.
That, yeah.
It doesn't appeal to me like it used to when I was a kid. Like, I try to watch some of my old favorites back in the 80s. And it's, even though I love Voltron and Transformers and He-Man, I can't sit through that anymore.
Well, Steven Universe kind of has like a pastel overlay on everything. So it's not like in your face.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like bright and vibrant and colorful, but like especially if you like, you like to do chores or do things like while you have the TV on, I suggest like put on season one and like the first couple episodes, just like go around your house and like maybe put your dishes away or like clean off, like, you know, vacuum, maybe not vacuum because you want to be able to hear.
Vacuum.
But like, you know, do some stuff around the house like while you're kind of like listening to it, because that's kind of how I got into it, is I was busy doing other things. And then I was like, oh, this seems interesting. This is a problem that they're having a hard time solving. And the episodes are so short. Are they like 20 minutes, 25?
Yeah.
Like, they're so short that, like, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, the
Have
episode's
over.
Have you
seen the birthday episode yet?
Yes.
When he turns into an old man?
Mm-hmm.
That messed me up.
Really?
And then the cat fingers episode?
Yeah, the cat fingers one was weird.
It's like, scary. Oh. Some of these episodes are scary.
It's interesting because, like, it kind of makes you – it's like a play on, like – be careful what you wish for.
Yes.
Is a lot of what happens to Steven.
Poor Steven.
And, like, honestly, I feel like you're going to hate Steven, Cosmo, but, like, I also did not like him, but I think you'll learn to, like, appreciate his, I don't know, his
the
questions.
The gems are all great.
Yeah.
They're all so great.
You're going to love Garnet. Garnet's a
babe. I agree.
I love Garnet.
Everybody loves Garnet.
Yeah. I kind of want to get Chrissy to cosplay as Garnet, but I don't know that. Yeah, because Chrissy's very, like, Garnet-coated sometimes.
I don't know if she could.
Just because
she's not tall enough.
Really? She's taller than me. And I'm 5'4", 0.75.
Yeah, she's my height.
So I'm a tall baddie.
That's true. I mean, you can cosplay whatever you want, in my opinion. As long as you're not doing blackface.
Exactly.
We don't like that.
You know, we've never talked about that on this show.
Oh. Oh.
Because you don't have enough black people on your show.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Oh, no, hey. No.
Holy shit.
No.
That's not true.
I'm just kidding. Don't start counting, all right?
I mean, I'll talk about it.
No.
Cosmo just ended my career. Well, everybody, the clue is sinking. No, I'm just kidding. We've had plenty of... I think it's just because everybody wants to talk about positive things, so they don't want to sit in the chair and be like, oh, what a great happy intro, Dare. Blackface, you know?
I mean, I love, like, talking about things that make people uncomfortable. You know, like mental health.
Well, we're here.
Like mental health, stuff that has stigmas against it, you know, that you should talk about, but, you know, it might be a little taboo to talk about.
I mean, we definitely do dabble in those areas here, but I think everybody just wants to talk so positively, so it just doesn't come up. But we can definitely dive into it.
I don't talk positively.
I mean, I just think you speak your mind.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's important.
As you should.
Yeah.
Because I don't deal with anybody's bullshit.
Hell yeah. I do a little bit. I deal with some bullshit. So.
Yeah, a little bit. But
that's the role of the host, you know what I mean?
Well, I paint myself a lot of different colors. You know, because like Steven Universe, Hasbin Hotel, they're all a lot of colors.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's difficult sometimes in those communities because, especially foreign cosplayers, we've tend to see, don't really understand the gravity of what blackface is.
Yeah.
Blackface started in vaudeville as a way to demonize black people and people of color. So, It's deeply rooted in hate and racism.
Right.
And people think it's just a costume, which it's not. It's not a costume.
Yeah.
It's
racially driven.
I've had an episode about this on my show about other people that cosplay other black characters. Mm-hmm. It's called the cosplay of color episode on the Cosmo show. Mm-hmm. And I had like all like I think it was like 8 or 9 of like SoCal's best, you know, African American cosplayers, and we all deep dive. I'm talking about a huge deep dive into all those topics and whatnot. Like, some people are scared to cosplay Storm that are not black. So, you know, and I'm like, we encourage it. And it's like, just don't do the character's hair. It's not your hair.
Exactly.
If it's an afro, it's whatever, you know, just keep it natural, but represent the character, you know? Mm-hmm. So
it's the same thing with Tiana. You know, there's this one cosplayer out there, very well known in the Disney community, and she cosplays Tiana, and she just wears the dress, wears her blonde hair up, and it's beautiful.
Cute. Okay.
You know, I think people shouldn't be afraid to cosplay characters that are of a different skin tone, as long as you're doing the character justice in the way that it should be portrayed.
Yep. Respectful and taste.
But then there's another issue of just black cosplayers in general. I will see, like, on TikTok, Jinx isn't black.
Yeah.
It's so appalling and demonizing, and I'm truly disappointed in the community being that way.
Yeah, and it's usually people with, like, faceless accounts. Like
100%.
It's very rare when it's somebody who's actually, like, it's their cosplay page. It's usually, like, their backup, and it's the part of the community that we do not accept, or we don't tolerate.
We don't associate
this
with them.
Yeah, it's bad, and, like, it's just so polarizing because, like, you should just, like you said, be able to cosplay whoever you want to cosplay as, but, like, it's not a costume, you know? Like, some characters are based on certain cultures.
100%.
Their culture is not your costume, so.
Yes, and, like, for me, I'm more of, like, a curvy, semi-plus-size cosplayer, and I literally posted a picture of me and my wife as Charlie and Vaggy from Hazbin Hotel, and somebody commented, "You're fat," and I was like, okay, thanks.
Jeez.
Thanks. Like, cool.
Those are the people I like to categorize them as under in the food chain of things, under cockroaches.
Exactly. Yeah.
I really hang out with it's a cockroach.
Like, I was just like, okay, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what more I could do, but, you know, whatever.
I just give them a thumbs up and a smiley face. Like, all right,
nice.
Cool, man.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. It's so weird. Like, we've talked about this a lot of times on the show just because we've had people talk about, like, receiving hate. Mm-hmm. And it's so weird because, like, in my whole life, I have never left a hate comment. There's never been a time where I've sat there, took my energy, and wrote out something mean or hurtful to someone else.
Like, why would you exchange
moved on
your
with my
energy
day
like that?
It's so strange. I don't get it. It's like, you can think it and just scroll away. Like, you don't gotta type it.
If you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all.
These people need a hug.
Bambi.
They need to get out of their basement, and they need therapy. Therapy works.
Try BetterHelp.com. Therapy is incredible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'll say it. I'm pretty open about it, but I've been to rehab 3 times.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every time, it helped. And I'm really glad that I went.
Hell yeah.
But I think the thing with therapy is that you got to want to change.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yep.
You can go to years upon years of therapy, but if you don't want to change, it won't do anything.
Yeah.
It gives you the tools to figure it out on your own.
Oh, heck yeah.
Like, I've been with my therapist for 5 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I met her at my first rehab facility.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So I got really lucky.
Yeah.
I had been
like
through like a couple, and you know, it does take a while. Sometimes you get lucky and you get one and then you're done. But for me, it was like 6 or 7 that I went through before I like figured out like the perfect person.
It is hard to find someone that like sticks and understands you and then, you know, is showing up. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a struggle, but it's worth it in the end when you find somebody that you can 100%. Confide things to.
Yes.
And thank you for sharing that you've been to rehab. Like,
you know, I'm the kind of person, like, I'm open about it, but only if I choose to open up
about
it. You know, I don't want other people spilling my tea. But
yeah, and it's not their story to tell.
Exactly.
That's, like, my new favorite, like, slogan lately is that, like, people have been asking me a lot, like, what's going on in my personal life. And I'm sure you get that, too, just from time to time. I'm always like, you know, I'm going through something, but it's not exactly my story to tell. Because if it's not, then don't tell it.
I mean, it's kind of weird when I see, like, fans in the wild. Mm. Do you ever have that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm at conventions and I have to
at the Glendale Galleria.
Oh,
because that happened to me.
Oh, no. Okay, I haven't had that happen.
It was scary.
Yeah, oh, no.
Because it was one of the people that have definitely bought my feet pics.
Okay.
And I was like, hi.
And you're like, nice to meet you. Hi. Do you miss my little piggies?
That's crazy.
Well, speaking of fans in the wild, we're actually going to wrap this up and bring it over to Patreon. So we hope that you'll come stick around. We got some more stories to tell and your questions that you asked. I'm so excited for you to answer them. Yeah, yes.
Directed to me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I know. Like, people are so excited to have you here. Like, this is the mashup.
Vox, do you hear that?
Yes. There's no questions for Vox, though. No, sorry. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Yay. Where can everybody find you on socials?
TikTok. Instagram under Rosie G Cosplay mm-hmm. with EY. Because sometimes will people type in IE and I'm like, no, no.
I'm like, no, no.
No, no.
Spelling is important.
Spelling.
And also, Cosmo, where can everybody find you?
You find me on the Cosmo Network on YouTube at the On the Cosmo Show. And if you want to learn more about the costume contest, I interview Chrissy Lynn in episode 22.
I love you, Chrissy.
So yeah. we dig deep a little bit into that whole world and whatnot. And yeah, TikTok.
Yeah, go watch that episode if you literally have no idea what we were talking about, right? It's nice to revisit every once in a while. And thank you all so much for joining us. Like we said, we're taking it over to Patreon. We've got three tiers over there, a $5, a $10, and a $50 tier. And all the money we get from that goes to help improve our set, our audio quality, our chairs, our decorations. Wow, so chairs. Thank you for everybody that supports us, and we hope to see you over there. Stay Delulu, because it's the Salulu!
Bye! I love that.
Right? Right?
Yeah, it's so cute.
A little seasoning.